All right, I'm Spence Siegel here with tonight's home plate umpire, Dustin Klinghagen. Dustin, how are you doing today?
Just fine. How about yourself?
I'm all right, thank you. So we'll get to today's game a little bit later, but I want to start. You've been a Midwest League umpire this year, and I just want to know, what does it take, and what's your routine when umpiring in the Midwest League?
Well, we like to arrive in town early. We like to get a good nap in before the game. We want to be well-rested. That way we can perform at a high level on the field. And travel schedule's great. You know, we have a great league president that helps us out. And other than that, it's just been a great time.
Sounds good. Well, today you've got Stephen Wright, who's the knuckleballer on the mound. And Stephen Wright, you said you've called his stuff before. What does it take to call a knuckleball pitcher behind home plate?
Just timing and patience. Great tracking. I mean, you never know where that pitch is going to end up and where it will start. So it just takes a lot of timing and patience just to watch that pitch come in.
Well, the knuckleball pitcher is certainly weird, and it certainly incurs a lot of drop third strikes. So are you prepared for that tonight? And also, with the drop third strike, what do you see when, you know, the ball is down there? It's kind of a tough view, isn't it?
It's not as tough as you think it may be. I mean, if you get the right positioning and things, you see that pitch real well. You can see it all the way in the glove, and you can see it actually hit the ground. So it makes that call very easy upon you. And also you have the help of your partner out there that may see it, you know, and help you out as well there.
You also, obviously, as well as the home plate umpire, you are the field umpire because you guys go back and forth and switch off. And as far as making calls, especially when there's more than one runner on base, what do you guys like to do?
Oh, well, you got to let the ball take you to your play, especially with multiple runners. We like to split the difference between the two runners and watch the ball. I mean, the ball will take you to play, and that's the main key thing that we key upon is where that ball goes is where our play will be.
Absolutely. Well, there's obviously a lot of calls to be made every game, and unfortunately, as is human error, not all of them are going to be correct. So what's your feeling when players react and the crowd reacts? And on a close call, most of the time, I'm assuming you think you've got it right, correct?
Correct.
Well, what's your feeling when you go back and you ask some of the guys, maybe did I get this one wrong, and they say yes? What do you like to do?
Well, I mean, the great thing about the Midwest League and the minor league system is a lot of places have video. We go back and review video when we can. You know, but as far as handling it on field with the players and the managers and the coaches and things, you know, it takes a lot of self-confidence when you make close calls. And you know, that's what the minor league system's for. It's for training us on those close calls, and we get evaluated upon them. And so it just takes a lot of self-confidence to stand out there and make some of the calls that we do.
Absolutely. Never want to get a call wrong, but making the best call is definitely what you like to see. Well, obviously, in baseball, kind of like any job, there's a lot of people you have to deal with, a lot of different people. So how do you go about talking to and interacting with the coaches and players on the field?
This game's about professionalism. As long as you handle everything with professionalism and respect for the game, it becomes quite easy. I mean, that's the big thing that we're taught and that that we are supposed to do out there is handle everything as professionalism and respect that we can.
So thus far this season, there have been a couple of ejections that I've seen. What's your, I would say, not favorite, but most memorable ejection, and why?
I really haven't had a favorite one. You know, it's still early in the year. You know, as umpires, you know, we really don't look upon ejections as, you know, which ones do we favor, which ones do we not, you know. I mean, as long as we handle the situation right and we do everything we're supposed to do, that's a good ejection in our book.
All right, I'm here with Dustin Klinghagen. Dustin, home plate umpire tonight. One more question for you. As far as the season goes, we're not very far into it. So what's your ultimate goal for this season?
Just have a good year. Go out there and have fun. I mean, this game is supposed to be fun for both players, managers, coaches, fans, and umpires alone. So just go out there and have fun, you know. Do well, excel, and, you know, hopefully, you know, by some point, you know, later on the year or even next year, you know, being promoted.
All right, Dustin, thank you very much, and good luck in the call of tonight's game.
Thank you.
This is Spence Siegel. You're listening to Lug Nuts pregame on Big Country 92.1.